Hi, you bright shining lights. It's Val. My purpose on this podcast is to ask questions about why we feel trapped in the dark. Why is that we cannot see beyond the curtain? Now, I know very well what it looks like to feel miserable, to feel good for nothing, and to want to drop. I was there, on that place, not knowing how I would get my head out of the water, feeling my chest hurting while thinking about my money issues, my relationship issues. I'm thinking, I'm not enough, I'm worthless, I never can't get a job, good job, and trying to find solutions by my own. So, my question today is that one. Why do we feel shameful to ask for help? I can remember now that when I was a kid, I was told that the people who used to manage on their own were the good ones, and that the others who wanted to get help were the weak, the bad, the slothfuls. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be weak. You don't want to be bad. Or the lazy one. So, knowing that for truth, all my life, I tried to do it on my own. I tried to never ask anyone for some help. And I never dared telling a damned question to anyone. I could hear that voice in my head saying, if you have any pride, you'll figure it out by yourself. Okay. And now, what I'm saying is that it's good for some people. I'm sure that it's good for some people. Like hermits, you know, those people who are living in a cave on a remote mountain. But I really think that most of human beings are built to get in touch with other human beings. And that is the salt of life. So, I remember a story. It's the story of my life, though. It happened 20 years ago. I received 3 anonymous letters. It was 3 love letters. And I didn't do what I should back in the time. I know now, having done the job, that at the time, I could appear pretty intimidating and out of reach due to my motto in life. And though a really in love guy would not try to approach me directly, I even didn't know that I was holding people up. And when I received the letters, I wasn't ready to get awareness on that. They'll change my behavior. I was just able to think, oh, you're not attractive enough. You suck. You suck. And you will end up single for the rest of your life. Something like a cat's lady. I wasn't able to really be receptive to the written words. the guy really believed in me. He was saying that what he was saying in me was a light, and that he was just fine to stay in its shadow, hoping that one day I would be able to see him. The only thing I could do at that time was to get panicked. I was too afraid to go wrong and encourage another dude. You know, by smiling to the wrong dude. And though I was afraid of making the right one sad and hopeless, I got panicked to become a naughty girl by picking the wrong guy. Oh, he said in the letter that he tried to catch my eye every time he could. I was too panicked, and I wasn't able to think about a single dude. I just decided to shut down and not to let my light shine again. I decided to be as unattractive as possible and to play under the radar. And you know what? I did it on my own. Never ask a question to anyone about that. And now, the question is, what if I had asked for some help? You know as well I do that the story would be completely different. That I actually would know who this was. That I wouldn't be asking myself if I made two unfortunates, me included. 20 years is a long time. And I don't know if I will ever get an answer to my question. And if I will know how was his life and if he's happy now. What I hope. I don't want really now to miss the opportunity. To miss the opportunity if this opportunity appears in front of me. And from now, I want to let my light shine again. And to be at least as attractive as he once saw it. If not more. So. Don't try to do it all by yourself. There's so much persons out there ready to help you if you're willing to open your heart and if you're willing to ask them. Just let your inner light shine brightly.